For you folks out there in Radio Land, a big hello to you all, and this is what's known as Dead Air.
Come here, Uncle John's band, by the hillside.
Grateful Dead, Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead, the Grateful Dead.
Going on in the rest of the world, if it's wars or kidnappings or crimes, this is a peaceful Sunday night with the Grateful Dead.
Through. Your eyes tell more than you mean them to. Lit up and flashing like the reds and blues. Half there on the neon avenue. But I
feel like a stranger.
Feel like a stranger. Reckless and hot. Big fine glance across the room. And I can't stop wondering just what you got. Can feel I'm gonna find out real soon. Still I
feel like a stranger.
Feel like a stranger. Stranger.
Crazy night,
crazy, feel like a stranger.
Hey now, this is Uncle John.
And St. Stephen.
And we're, of course, giving you Dead Air. And tonight it's show number 623. Started off with Feels Like a Stranger. And that was from August 10th of 82. University of Iowa. Of course, in Iowa City, Iowa. Fantastic show, except for the fact that they weren't really ready for them. They played on a flatbed truck at the field house. It was a really rough first set. A lot of technical problems. And Bobby ultimately, in his disgust at the end of the show, said, "And for those of you who live around here, have them build a better place for us to play next time." And unfortunately, they did actually build a place. I forget what it's called, but they have a stadium there now. And but the Dead never played there again. More focused toward RFK and stuff like that. So there you go. That's 82 in a nutshell. Some good music. Jerry, a little not feeling so good, but what are you going to do? But I got more music for you. We got a lot of good stuff. We got stuff to talk about. You got Strange Creek coming up this weekend. It's Strange Creek, right? Yeah. And a lot of other good stuff. But let's get right back into it. I hope a lot of you remember this show. It was October 17th of 83 at the Olympic Center over in Lake Placid or Lake Acid. Here's a little bird song for you.
Passing by. na-na-na. Thank you.
Fantastic bird song there from Lake Placid, and the date was October 17th of 1983. This was a really cool show. I remember going there. You drive through the mountains and everything. It's so beautiful, and the town was really happy to have us here. They actually were pretty cool with their food and you know, allowing people to roam around and without too much of a stink eye, and it was really cool. I got there, I had my finger in the air, and I managed to scoop at face value a ticket that got me on the about 11th row in the middle, almost in the middle, close enough to pretend. And almost everybody who wanted to get in got in. It was a fun show. What do you think, Steve?
Well, you know, talking about a place looking forward to having Deadheads in their town. A lot of times they get bad press in advance of the show, but I remember during this time, I was living in Albuquerque. I didn't see too many shows, but I did have to travel when I'd go to shows, the closest one being maybe Santa Fe, and then the West Coast or Texas. And I traveled with a group of friends, and one of them said, when we go to shows, we're going to spend $2 bills. That's all we're going to spend. No matter where we go, we're going to pay for everything with $2 bills, and we're going to make an impression on the locals here about how much income and how much revenue we generate for this town when we come to visit. So that sometimes gets lost in the shuffle, but you can do little things like that to remind the locals that you're there to help them eke out a living and make their lives a little brighter, too. It's not just all about the music, but it's about the economics of the town, too.
Absolutely. And the Dead definitely would do that. They could support a small town while they were in there, as long as the Deadheads that were spending money, of course. This next little batch of music, this is another show I went to. I had a blast. I actually, I'm just going to read this. I was free-forming, talking into my phone. I hitched to this show from Bristol. I got several rides, and I was standing near I was in Cranston for a little while, and then I got a ride to the exit ramp by the Civic Center. I got there. It was around noontime. It was really cool. There were people playing guitars and singing songs. It was a really nice sunny day. The show, it wasn't really that well attended. I swear it was like half full. But it started off with a shakedown. It was amazing. They played a great Loser, Brown Eyed Women. The sets were short, and I think it had a lot to do with the attendance. It was really, short. And I and the other thing, I was just laughing. I was telling Stephen about it, that after the show, Providence Police lost their patience really quick and had these big old horses, and they were chasing everyone around with their horses, and it was just ridiculous. You wanted to play the Benny Hill theme while it was happening. but this, I'll tell you what, this was the takeaway from this show, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But the take, as far as I'm concerned, the takeaway from this show was the Scarlet Begonias' Into Fire on the Mountain. So let's check it out. But before we do that, let me just say really quick that music like this and commentary like this is not available on your regular radio dials. It's over here left of the dial where you get good stuff and no commercials. But we need help from people like you. So if you can, please make a contribution. Go to WESUFM.org and you'll find a place where you can make a contribution. We're in the middle of a pledge drive. We're doing okay, but we could do better. Say you heard it from Uncle John so that the general manager gets all happy with me and everyone will be happy. It's a win-win situation. Community radio needs the community. So please, as a community, help us out. And while you're doing that, I'll give you some good music to listen to. Here's that Scarlet Fire I promised you.
Sooner I have to learn the hard way. like you. The sky was yellow and the sun was blue. Thank you.
Fire on the mountain, fire.
Nothing like a good scarlet fire, and that one was from the Providence Civic Center in Providence, Rhode Island, April 26th of 1984. I'm Uncle John. You're listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. And we have St. Stephen here as well. Hello, St. Stephen.
Howdy, Uncle John. And what a great, great 26, 27 minutes of Providence that was. Was great.
It was. I tell you, we got some stuff going. We could leave the station, go home, take a nap, come back, and pick the next song. But we won't do that. We actually have constant conversations to improve upon ourselves here. We got more music to play, but in the meantime, what we're going to do is talk about what's coming up in this week in the area. So, Steve, why don't you take it away, and I'll pick you up on the other side.
Okay, thanks, John. You know, we got lots of good live music coming up this week. On Monday at Strange Brew Pub in Norwich, you have Bill's Garage Band All-Star Jam Night, open mic session. So that's always a lot of fun. And Strange Brew Pub is a great place, so go check it out. On Wednesday, Scott Guberman Band. Scott, Connecticut local who's gone all California on us. He's out at Terrapin Crossroads, part of the house band, but he's back here. He's going to be at the Acoustic in Bridgeport on Wednesday, May 24th. On Thursday, a lot going on. You got choices here. At the Acoustic, again in Bridgeport, the Good Time Boys. They're a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band, and they feature Tim Palmieri from Kung Fu. And then also in Bloomfield at Back East Brewing, Desert Rain, good cover band. Friday at the Pacific Standard Tavern in New Haven, Dead Show. Can't miss that.
And also, if you're not doing that stuff, it's probably because you're going to Strange Creek. I'll give you some stuff that's going on Saturday and Sunday because Friday is pretty much wound up. And what I'm telling you, it's Saturday. It's also probably happening on Friday as well. Scott Guberman Band's going to be there at the main stage at 2 p.m. This is Saturday night. Max Creek, of course, is doing a set at 8 p.m. to close things out. You want to check out other things at the Vernville stage, Desert Rain, Jeremiah Hazed, Gang of Thieves, Consider the Source, and even on the River Worm stage, people that we know and love. Ryan Montblue will be doing a solo set. Rhythmic Circus will be doing a set. Secret Sage will be doing a set. And then if you want, on Sunday, because they can't trust you hippies to leave properly, on Sunday you can go with a day pass, because what are you going to do, leave and come back? A lot of good stuff there as well. Main stage has the Rev Tour Band, the beautiful Haley Jane and the Primates, Bella's Bar Talk, Eric Krasno Band, Zach Deputy, it wouldn't be Strange Creek without him, The Machine putting on a good set. They do Pink Floyd covers. Legion of Jerry, it'll be at the Vernville stage. Talking Dreads will be on there. Pink Talking Fish on the Vernville stage. Bo Sasser Trio closing things out. And over at Riverworm, let's see here. The Romano Project at 7 p.m. So you got a lot of good stuff to do over at Strange Creek out in the woods in Greenville, Massachusetts. So have a blast. In the meantime, we got a little more music, and then we're going to be making way for Psychedelic Rick. Why don't you go ahead and talk about this one before we go ahead and play it.
Oh, this is from the Capitol Theater, and when I first read your set list for tonight, I thought, oh yeah, Capitol. I've been there many, many times, and then I realized it's not the Capitol in Port Chester, it's the Capitol in Passaic.
Isn't that place beautiful?
It is.
Have you been there since, I don't mean to, but no, I'm on a stream.
Not since the 70s.
Oh, so you got to go there. The place is beautiful now.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're looking at a show from 1976, a little bit out of the 80s wheelhouse that we've been playing all night. June 17th, 1976. And we're going to open with Tennessee Jet and work our way into Looks Like Rain.
Love shackles and bones. spray the star liquor, cause it looks like red.
Looks like rain, feels like rain. You're listening to WESU in Middletown, 88.1 on the left-hand side of your dial, if you've got one of those analog dials. I got here with me Rick from the Psychedelicatessen coming up soon.
Woohoo!
What do you got going for us tonight, Rick?
Bob Dylan's birthday is in 3 days, so looks like we'll do Bob Dylan. We're on summer hours from now until, I guess, September. We'll be on until midnight.
Beauty.
So, yeah. So 3 hours instead of two. We're going to have some fun.
You know, if you're taking requests, anything from Nashville Skyline, I'd love to hear tonight.
Yep. That one's open right on the old MacBook. Yeah. We'll get into that one.
Great. You know, while you're listening to us here tonight, think about the station. Think about what we provide for you in the way of music and public affairs. WESU is here for the community of Middletown and beyond. We'd like you to do some pledge to us by going to WESUFM.org, if you can. And we're in the middle of a pledge drive right now. We're about halfway through it. And so you can help us over the hump and show your appreciation for the programming here.
We've got some really cool premiums. As I look on the wall, there's a tote bag with a really tripped out drawing on it. I think Lee Berman did that a while back. Another one of his creations. He also did that one. Interesting looking T-shirt. Several different kinds.
You know,
you can point,
Rick, but I'm not sure they can see you pointing.
No. Yeah, that one right there on the wall. I know this isn't television.
You can go on to the station and see what we've got. They've got pictures of all. You know, you haven't pointed out the one that I like the best. Is
the Ouija board?
The new one, the Ouija board. It's just so dark and mysterious, just like the station.
Yep. Hoodie. We got hats. T-shirts and probably some other things. WESUFM.org/pledge. Or actually just go to the website and just look for the little button that says pledge and do what it says. Very secure. And I can't tell you when you'll get your premium, but down the road you'll get a package.
You know what? I pledged and I've got my premium already. So
oh, cool.
I was really, really happy. I just
Excellent.
Walked into the station and said, hey, Ben, where's my T-shirt? And,
yep.
So, let's see. I guess we're going to close up. Uncle John's turned over the mic to me. He's over in Studio B messing around. We're going to play
a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. And this is from the Frost Amphitheater, one of my favorite West Coast venues. It's an outdoor amphitheater, beautifully terraced. And this is from October 10th, 1982. Please enjoy Bob Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
Thank you. vagabond who's rapping at your door. You're standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, just start anew. And it's all so over now, baby blue. It's all over now, baby blue.